Hey there, hopefuls! It's Melissa. Thank you for tuning in to the Hopeful Simplicity Podcast. Throughout these episodes, we're going to talk about common organizing questions and situations. I cannot wait to help you simplify, sort, and sustain your organized and less stressed life. So let's jump right in. Today's 15-minute find is taking us into the kitchen. Condiments are one of those things years and years ago I've learned to make a to-go portable container inside the fridge. Maybe your refrigerator door actually has like the shelves on the door are detachable. We don't have that. I wish we did. I miss my own fridge for that. But making a carry-to-table spot just for condiments is what I want you to work on today when sorting out your fridge. Think about it if it's like a salad or ketchup and mustard and relish or barbecue sauce, whatever you have with the salads, the hot dogs, the burgers, the nuggets, the whatever's going to the table, make a spot just for those condiments that need to possibly be portable. Instead of going to the fridge every time you sit down and you're like, oh, I forgot the, oh, I forgot the, oh, I forgot the, just make a spot for it and make it a carry to table option. A container in the fridge, the shelf on the door, or whatever may work for your family, go ahead and sort like with like for those carry-to-table condiments. Now set those timers and tune in as we talk about today's organizing topic.
Today's topic is brought to you by the Organizing Style Quiz. Personal organizing styles can vary from person to person and space to space. Determining your style for success is the first step towards simplifying, sorting, and sustaining an organized life. Grab your complimentary quiz online today.
So when we started this organizing business ages and ages ago, we being me, but you know, I kind of dragged my son along life with me. I remember going to a client's house and I'm not going to say freaking out. They were worried that having a professional organizer come in would mean they have to get rid of everything and they would have to be a minimalist. I always have that in my back of my head. And I'm often asked, is organizing the same as minimalism? And so my response to that is no. And this is, you know, hopeful simplicity. Organizing is simply everything has a home. Everything has a sustainable home that you can put things away when they need to go away and you have systems and routines to keep clutter at bay. Yes, living an organized life is a lifestyle I choose. It is a lifestyle you can choose because I want to live organized. I want to know where my stuff is. I want people not to ask me where I think things are, or have I seen, or do I know? It's a lifestyle. As is minimalism. Minimalism is also a choice and a lifestyle. But for me, in my opinion, in my experience, the difference comes in the count. The difference comes in the extras. Yes, I am a professional organizer. Yes, I help clients all over the world create homes for their stuff. Yes, I own over 200 Funko Pops and a whole stack of Legos. Take that in for just a minute. I am a professional organizer and I help clients all over the world. But my home decor includes over 200 Funko Pops. Now, I don't have extra things like live, laugh, love signs. I don't have shelves full of tchotchkes of little matching toques or things like that. I don't have any of that because my decor is the collections I love. And they are separated and sorted and organized by fandom. But I'm guessing that would become a maybe not a minimalist lifestyle. Because it's a lot. It is a lot of things. And it is my full decor. And if you walked into the room with the HP ones, you might be like, whoa, what? Holy crickets. But they're organized. They don't expand out of the space. There's not in my home, it's not cluttery because it's systemized. Where a minimalism lifestyle may not include that many fun things, may not many include not even fun things, just that many extras, that many fandom collections. That, to me, is the biggest difference. I want to live an organized life, which means everything has a home and everything can be put and kept in its home, right down to the car keys and scissors. I know where they go because they have organized spots throughout the house to go. So from car keys to collections, everything has a home. That's what being organized is. Here at Hopeful Simplicity, that's how we define it. Does everything have a home? Cool. You are organized. Now maintain it. Now sustain your spaces. It doesn't have to do with how many of books you have on your shelf. It doesn't have to do with how many throw pillows you can have. It's simply getting organized. That being said, being organized is being real with yourself, sitting with yourself, coffee, and maybe Jesus, and recognizing when it's out of control. I recognize it got out of control when I tried to collect everything I liked. Okay, nope, I gotta limit myself. Because it could go from organized to clutter without you even realizing it, unless you are embracing that power and that lifestyle. It's not about the count, it's about the recognition of, okay, this feels cluttery. This is no longer organized because it's now out of control. And I got to start over in this space. I got to start simplifying again because it's not organized anymore. It's recognizing that, yes, I choose an organized life that has limits and boundaries still. No, I'm not necessarily a minimalist, but I'm also not going to get any and everything for my closet that may or may not fit appropriately. You're like, you know what? I've got something that I prefer to wear anyway. It's comfortable. It's close-ish. It's recognizing that as an organized life, I'm in control of what can come into my house. So if I'm out buying new shiny pens, because who doesn't love office supplies, I have to be okay knowing when I get home, that has to have a home. I have to assign it a place to live. I have to maintain it. Being organized means I don't want stuff living in my space, in my head, clutter-free. Like, oh, you're living rent-free and causing clutter and stress. Mm-mm. Nope. No, thank you. No. If you're embracing the organized life, which you are because you're listening now, right? You are hopeful. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the community. But you're embracing that being an organized person. You're embracing the ability to live an organized life, but you also know you have to control the crap from coming in. You can't just be willy-nilly and buy anything because it's shiny, it's cute, it's pretty. I may or may not like it. It may or may not fit. It comes in 40 different colors, so I need all 40 different colors, right? No. That is not living an organized life. That is just splurging with the ideal of, I can always get rid of it later. But that's not right, right? Like, you want to be at the store and do I want this or do I need this? Can I, use something else? Can I borrow this from a friend? Those are the mental questions you're going to ask yourself at the store because you're like, okay, I live my organized life. I'm happy with my spaces. Am I willing to compromise my spaces and my less stressed organized life for that thing on the shelf? Maybe not. That's the difference for me. I'm not willing to sacrifice my organized spaces, regardless of how many of something I have. Regardless of the count of pillows I have, the number of blankets I have. It's all about, is my space happy? Do I feel less stressed living my organized life at home? That's the difference for me. Because minimalism in my brain, it comes down to the count. It comes down to the extras. But it also in my brain, and Hopeful Simplicity, organizing doesn't have to do necessarily with the count base. It has to do with the space feeling. So are you living organized, enjoying your spaces, and not willing to compromise that for stuff that may or may not come home with you? That's the difference. That's the difference for me. Organizing is everything has a home, and I'm not willing to sacrifice my less stressed systems for something shiny.
Today's episode was sponsored by the monthly membership group. Are you looking for guidance along your organizing journey? Ready to get some answers to your organization questions? Or even just looking for some accountability in achieving your goals? The monthly membership group can help with all of that and more. To see if the group is the right fit for you, find details and clips at hopefulsimplicity.com.
And that's it for today. Be sure to subscribe, like, and share this with all of your favorite friends. And until next time, stay hopeful.